Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
To all my people in the struggle, you think God's forgotten about you? Here's some pain medicine. Let's go! In your car, you at the house, on your job, be encouraged, boo. Come on!
No one can keep us away from our Father. Welcome to In My Father's House. This is a show that will be airing weekly, and each show we're going to be having guests talking about various aspects of their spiritual journey. My name is Ariel, and Ariel is a Hebrew name which means Lion of God. It's also a name that God has given me, and according to Isaiah 62, it says in Isaiah 62, and the Gentiles shall see their righteousness and all kings their glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. So yes, I am Ariel. I have the name of this show that we're talking about tonight is called Be Made Whole, and Be Made Whole is the title of a book that the Lord had me write. I didn't feel like I was whole, but he told me I would be made whole. And I just want to share a little bit about what we're going to be doing in the next couple of minutes. I'm going to be telling you a little bit of my testimony, sharing with you some of the aspects of what God has taken me through, what we're going to be doing with the shows in the upcoming weeks. And then at the end, we always will have some prayer time, and we will have people that will be calling in. So right now, I just want to thank you, and I just want to go before the Father, because this is his house. And it says, and Jesus said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. And he said, I go to prepare a place for thee. And mansions also could be rooms, and rooms are different compartments of where our Father is. And our Father is everywhere, and he wants to invade those compartments of our life, invade those things that we have kept and haven't released to him. So, Father, I just come before you. I ask that you just give me wisdom, Lord. I ask that you give me knowledge to apply correctly, Lord, in everything I say and do. And, Lord, thank you for the listeners that are listening in. Thank you for the angels that you have surrounded all throughout the atmosphere. And I thank you, and we give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Yes, I'm located in Hollywood, California. That's right, Los Angeles, city of angels, and there are angels all around. The Lord has had me pull up stakes from Virginia, then had me go to Texas, and then told me, I want you to go to Hollywood, or what we call now going to be Hollywood, because the Lord is the Lord of all dominion, of all nations, and all areas, and he wants to have his way on this earth. And we just want to just thank him for being here with us, and we just want to give him the glory. Starting off with my testimony, I am a military brat. born and raised in Georgia, moved around. As I said in my book, that the Lord had always told me I had tried to serve him. I would always be drawn to go to church, and I would get myself up in the morning and go myself. I would either go to Sunday school or go to church because I didn't know what it was I was being drawn to, but I was being drawn to the word of the Lord and into God's presence. Well, as time went on and getting pregnant early on in my life, my oldest son, I had him when I was in high school, put myself through college, and then had another marriage and had another son. So I have two great sons, and they have gone through this journey with me in the fact of some ups and downs. I have, as you have seen, if you looked on the Blog Talk Radio site, showing that I was going to be discussing about suicide and divorce and things like that. Yes, I've had divorce. I know what the pain of that is. I know what the pain it does for the children. Also, I know I had gotten to a point where I didn't even want to just live, and that came upon me, and I didn't know what to do. But I just want to tell you that there is a God that loves you. There is a God that says you have hope and that you can come out of these things. I don't know if anyone listening is struggling with those things, but I am telling you there is hope, and his name is Jesus. See, I didn't know the Lord like that. I knew the Lord, but I didn't know him like I know him now. But he always had a hand on me. There was probably someone definitely praying for me. I'm not sure. All I know is that I did meet him later on. But I did try. I thought about this as far as suicide. I actually was very rebellious, not only in, I was a good girl pretty much growing up, but then I got to the point where I figured, you know what, I'm tired of getting hurt and I'm just going to do what I want to do. And a lot of times when we do what we want to do, we suffer the consequences. Like they said, if you lie down with dogs, you're going to come up with fleas. So I had gotten to a point where I just didn't know that if God really existed. It gotten to that point. I remember one day going to the university, and I had my first God moment where God actually intervened and took care of my car. My car had broken down, and I was with a lady, and she had talked about God, and I kind of looked at her, and, you know, and I said, you mean God can fix a car? And so she said, yeah. And so we started praying, and I asked for God to give me that car for the day, and you know what? He did. That was my first God moment. Now, later on, I had went on, and as I was saying, I got to the point where I was really desperate. My life was spiraling out of control. I used to wake up with all kinds of things happening to me, like I couldn't move. I would be paralyzed. I would, you know, and maybe just my eyes would move. I didn't know what was going on, and, you know, sometimes I would find scratches and things like that, and didn't understand that there is a real spiritual world we live out here. And it is a lot of spirits that will try and take you away from God. But I'm here to tell you that nothing can snatch you out of the palm of God when he's got a hold of you. I was delivered from that spirit of suicide, depression. And then I actually had walked out of my marriage. I heard a voice tell me to go back to my husband. I didn't know what that meant. All I knew is it wouldn't stop. I heard it three times. So I told this voice, well, you know what, I'm just going to call him. He's not going to want to get back together because I don't want to get back together with him. So I called him, and he said yes. While I would be lying if I would tell you I was happy, I wasn't happy. I wanted nothing to do with this marriage. But I knew that sometime this was, I think, God doing this. Kids were happy. And it was 2 weeks later, Because, see, I had sleep apnea. Sleep apnea is a form of not being able to catch your breath. You literally stop breathing. And 2 weeks later, I died. Now, people can tell you that when you die, you go into nothingness. Some people say, oh, you know what, I'm just going to have this party. I don't care if I go to hell. It doesn't matter. A lot of people think, oh, I'm going to go to heaven. It's going to be nice. You better know where you're going to be. See, I was a good person, and I was doing some things that everyone else was doing, but I was literally going to hell. And I actually went. What happened is I had went down to the bottoms of the earth, and the next thing I know, I had seen souls. Now, my spirit, I was literally screaming, and I heard a voice inside of me say, stand on it. I didn't understand what it meant, and here I am screaming, and everything I'm saying, I'm screaming, and I hear a loud voice over to the right-hand side, and it's booming, and it's thinking, and all I knew was I had to open up my mouth, which seemed like I couldn't do it because I was so tormented. And I said out Psalm 91, Proverbs 3. And then I heard the voice, it is finished. I was lifted up out of this area. Came back, saw my body, woke up screaming, looking at my husband and saying, you've got to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He thought I was crazy. I could have went down the whole street yelling, there is a hell, there is a hell. See, ladies and gentlemen, there is a hell. And nobody, Jesus does not want his creation to go there. So I want to just talk to you for a minute. And I just want to be able to just share with you. Father, I just come before you.
And watch us where we go.
I ask that the listeners out there that don't know your son, Jesus,
and help us to be wise.
They will humble their hearts and ask him into their heart right now.
We don't know.
That they will confess their sin.
Let it be our sin.
And forgive those who have hurt them. Up your son right now. That your son came on this earth.
Lead us to the blind.
As a man.
With your grace.
Died on the cross.
Place where we'll be.
And was resurrected. And is living today.
I pray we'll
seated
find your love.
On the right hand of the Father. Now, Lord, I thank you for everyone that is listening who have made that commitment. And I thank you, Lord, that you just lead them by your Spirit. And we just thank you for they're now written into the book of life. We give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I'll see you next week. Take care.
To all my people in the struggle. You think God's forgotten about you? Here's some pain medicine. Let's go! You in your car, you at the house, on your job, be encouraged, boo. Come on!
Thank you.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Yes, hi. This is Ariel.
Hi, Ariel. This is your aunt.
Hi, I'm George Ray.
Hi. I thought you had gone off. So
it
I just
is
called
off, but I just was checking.
Pardon me?
Hold on for a second. Let me just turn this off. I'm getting used to how things are done. So.
Okay.
Well, thank you for listening. I don't know if you heard the whole thing or not.
I just heard about 3 or 4 minutes ago. How long have you been on?
It's 15 minutes right now, and then eventually it'll be 30 minutes.
Okay.
In a little bit, it'll come on from the beginning. So if you kind of go back to the side, it'll start from the beginning. So.
Okay. All right,
right now,
great.
I'm off the air.
You're off the air right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, so I was just calling to see, you know, your format and, you know, how that was. It sounds really good. I was very inspired, okay?
Oh, well, it's just trying to be, well, being obedient and just starting. He says don't despise small beginnings, so I'm just doing what
I'm doing. Good, though. I'm encouraged by that. It sounds good. Okay.
Well, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. All right. I'm doing okay, trying to make some decisions in life, but
okay.
I'm just waiting on God for
well,
his...
the Lord's always told me to pray for those who I talk to. If you want to have prayer, I'll pray with you right now.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, well, Father, I just thank you for my Aunt Georgia. Father, I thank you that you just are there with her, Father. She is always encouraging everyone in the family, Lord. And I ask that you just bless her, Lord. Bless her, according to Psalm 37, giving her the desires of her heart. Lord, I thank you. And I just come against any spiritual attack that she's under right now. I just pull out any stronghold. And then, Lord, just release her to do what she wanted to do. Father, give her clarity in the decisions she is to be making. Let her know that it's the peace of God that gives her all understanding, the peace in her spirit. Blessed may be raging, because the flesh is at enmity with God, but the spirit is always in connection with God. So, Father, I just thank you for and give her protection. And we just know it's going to be a good report. So thank you, Aunt Georgia.
Thank you, Kathy. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.